The Trump administration is proposing changes to what's called the public charge rule. It affects legal immigrants to the U.S. who are using public benefits here. A group of organizations known as the Basic Needs Coalition is trying to rally opposition to the change. The administration is accepting public comment through December 10th. Joining me to talk about this is Angie Rogers, president and CEO of the Association of Arizona Food Banks, which is part of that coalition. And Angie, first off, can you just sort of summarize for us what the current rule is and what the changes would do?
So the public charge rule has been around for about 100 years, and it's the test that we apply when individuals who are attempting to legally immigrate into this country or change their status to legal permanent resident. And so that's the test that's applied at that time. The changes that we're trying to make, or that this administration is trying to make, would change the benefit programs that are subject to that test from currently, which is TANF, or Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, and Social Security, to now include benefits like food stamps or the SNAP program, also Medicaid, Medicare Part D, and some housing programs. It also changes the standard at which the test is applied. Currently, the rule is around the totality of the circumstances. So they look at all the circumstances in your life, and they consider whether these benefits would cause you to be primarily dependent upon the government to be able to support yourself. Now it changes that standard to only receipt of benefits. So individuals who may have only received SNAP for 1 month may be subject to this test, may be denied the change in their status because of that receipt.
Well, and as you say, under this proposed change, more people would be sort of caught up in this and maybe fewer people would be allowed to stay. Is that right?
I think that's definitely an outcome that we expect. The Department of Homeland Security is the group that proposed these rules, believes that these changes could lead to worse health outcomes, including the increased prevalence of obesity and malnutrition, especially for pregnant women and children, and increased poverty. We think that those consequences are unacceptable.
So do you get the sense then that if this new rule goes into effect, that people will consider maybe going without some of those benefits and maybe going without food or medication or other kind of necessities?
I do think it will place families in difficult circumstances about whether or not they want to access benefits like SNAP or Medicaid. They may forego treatment. They may decide that they don't want to apply for assistance because they are fearful that how that enrollment would affect their status.
Now, we should point out that this test is being applied to people who are in the country legally, right? They are allowed to be here.
Correct. The test only applies to legal immigrants, whether they're entering the country for the first time or they're adjusting their status to legal permanent residency or green card.
So, and these are people who could potentially be in this country for a while, right? Especially if they are thinking about trying to apply for citizenship.
Absolutely. These are individuals who've been contributing to our economy, working, and may just have a circumstance that causes them to need a little extra help.
So we've been hearing about how the Trump administration is considering not only, you know, trying to curb illegal immigration, but also potentially curbing legal immigration. In your mind, is this an effort toward that goal?
This proposed rule change was leaked in 2017, and we've already noticed some chilling effects that food banks, smaller agency partners, they've started to see families forego needed food assistance because they fear their immigration status could be jeopardized. I do think that we definitely have seen a chilling effect on our community.
Does the rule as it is have the kinds of negative effects that you fear the change would have?
It definitely causes individuals to pause when they're thinking about receipt of benefits. However, again, because the standard is changed from a complete review of your entire circumstances to now receipt of a one-time benefit, I think this is going to, as you said, cast a much wider net.
But in terms of the rule as it is now, let's say that the change does not go into effect, just the rule as it is now, does that have the same kind of impacts on legal immigrants that you fear the change would have?
I think this rule change will be much broader. It could be impacting individuals who are specifically accessing SNAP benefits. There's about 850,000 families receiving SNAP benefits in Arizona right now, or individuals. It will affect some number of them. We have seen the number of legal permanent residents decline in the SNAP program to now currently only about 1,200. So I do think it will discourage individuals from applying for benefits more so than the existing rule.
All right. That's Angie Rogers, President and CEO of the Association of Arizona Food Banks. Angie, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And we reached out to the Department of Homeland Security for a comment about the proposed rule change. They sent us a list of frequently asked questions, which we'll post at theshow.kjzz.org.